In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Tomorrow, the UN Conference on Climate Change begins in Copenhagen. I hope you will all be praying for the world leaders as they gather together, that they will be mindful of their shared responsibilities, and also for our task of being wise stewards of the planet God has entrusted to us. It did occur to me, though, looking at our readings for today, that these pictures of mountains being made low and valleys being filled in does not exactly look very environmentally friendly. But let's remember that they are just that, pictures. Let's see where it takes us. Can we picture the scene? The whole place was one enormous building site. All day long, men were driving huge earth-moving vehicles back and forth, scores of them, scooping out tons of earth from the hillside. There was the constant roar of diesel engines providing the power for the pneumatic drills as other workmen broke up boulders and rock faces. Then yet more machinery with giant scoops to lift all the chunks of rock and rubble and transfer them to massive dump trucks to be driven away. The whole hillside was disappearing and being laid low, opening up new vistas of what lay beyond. The dump trucks now had a level road to drive on, carrying their loads of earth and stone to the next part of the project, a valley with steep and rugged sides that had previously made it necessary to go on a very long and difficult detour. The river at the bottom of the valley, once a fierce torrent, had been straightened out and diverted underground. The lorries were tipping their loads down into the valley, and soon there would be a way across, straight and level. This would be the new road, the way of the Lord, they called it. The road, as I said, was opening up new possibilities, new visions. People, communities previously cut off from their neighbours could now reach them easily. They were no longer an unknown quantity to be ignored or eyed with suspicion. They could meet, talk, learn from each other. They were no longer strangers to each other now, but neighbours. They could no longer act in isolation, just pursuing their own interests. Now that they could see the people across the valley, they were beginning to realize that their actions affected their neighbors too. Journeys that had been too difficult even to think about were now possible, easy in fact. There had been some people who thought the sheer difficulty of getting to your destination brought you some greater reward when you eventually got there. But now the whole point of the way of the Lord was to make it easy to get there, to make it easy for everyone. And some people didn't like that. When there were mountains and valleys to cross, then only a select band could make it, and they would feel superior, smug, that they were in that number. But now with this new road, the way of the Lord, it was going to be just too easy to get to their destination. Soon every Tom, Dick and Hans would be able to get there. And there was no knowing what sort of people you might find there standing next to you. Shepherds, fishermen, I'll be bound. Tax gatherers, blind beggars, and all sorts of shady characters, no doubt. They would all be there too. Of course, other people had been calling, praying for this new road for a long time. Plans had been drawn up. People had made speeches, written pamphlets, prophesying the advantages it would bring. They had tried to galvanize public opinion, to get people to prepare for the road and to be ready to take advantage of it. But then, needless to say, there had been opposition too. I've already mentioned those who didn't like the idea of everything being made easy. There were others who liked the barriers, preferring the mountains and valleys that isolated them from their neighbours. Without them, that might expose their own shortcomings to all and sundry. Besides, the mountains and valleys were a handy excuse. Much better just to stay where you were and do your own thing. And there were those who said it would never work, this giant construction project. Prepare the way of the Lord, they said. Why, you'd have to move mountains to do that. Surely nobody would be willing to do it. And for what? Just to make it easy for everyone. Would somebody be willing? Think of the sacrifices involved and the risks. Who would take on this job of leading the people and bringing them safely to their destination? And when they got there, oh, what their joy and their glory would be when they finally made it, all gathered together, out of their own little corners, now united in purpose and in wonder at what had been achieved for them. Gathered together, recognizing what they had in common, and for the first time, treating each other with respect and understanding. It would be a place of healing. Prejudices, bitter memories would lose their grip and disappear. A place of harmony, not just among peoples, but also between peoples and their environment. Mountains and valleys were no longer seen as barriers and nuisances. Wild creatures and plants were no longer things to be exploited or exterminated. There, on this level ground, all would be gathered together in safety, in trust, in harmony. All neighbours, caring and sharing. And yes, the glory of the Lord would shine around.